Our reading this morning from the scriptures is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3. We'll be reading verses 4 to 6. It's on page 77 in the New Testament part of the Bible. So, Luke chapter 3, starting at verse 4. As it is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, someone is shouting in the desert, "Get the road ready for the Lord. Make a straight path for him to travel. Every valley must be filled up, every hill and mountain leveled off. The winding roads must be made straight, and the rough paths made smooth. The whole human race will see God's salvation." Thanks be to God.
Well, I wonder who's good at crying out. Who's good at shouting? Anybody? You're good at shouting? What do you shout about?
Wednesday.
Your sister whispered something to you then. What do you shout? Wednesday. Anybody else shout? Do you shout? No. Mummy and Daddy don't look so sure about that. What do you shout out? Shall I ask them? You shout, definitely. Now, I was wondering what we might have to do if next Sunday we'd invited the Queen. If we had invited the Queen to come and join us next Sunday, what would we have to do? Now, whose premises? Richard. Is there anything you think we'd need to do if the Queen was going to be here next week?
Security.
Security, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, a red carpet. Well done, yeah.
A red carpet?
Red carpet. Bit of tidying up.
What about the drive?
That's fine. It's your drive to the door.
Oh, you think they'll drive it to the door so it doesn't matter?
Yeah.
They'll get her through the puddles.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
I think we might have to fill those holes. Sorry? I'm not putting my coat down for her. You put yours down. But we might have to level that out there, mightn't we? Catering. Roz, what would we do for catering? Oh, Poppy's going to answer that one. What would
tea.
We give her? Do you think she'd have tea? And what do you think she'd want to eat?
Biscuits.
Biscuits. Do you think she's got a favourite biscuit? I remember years ago, you know the plastic containers with the lids that seal on the top? The company that everybody used to know about was Tupperware. And it was announced that the Queen had her cereal out of Tupperware. And it was in the newspaper. And supposedly the Queen said, "I don't know what all the fuss is about." She says, "We're not celebrity." So you think she'd want biscuits? Well, we've just had a reading about somebody who was calling out about a king that was coming. It says, somebody is shouting in the desert, "Get the road ready for the Lord. Make a straight path for him to travel. Every valley must be filled up, every hill and mountain leveled off. The winding roads must be made straight and the rough paths made smooth. The whole human race will see God's salvation." So what's that about? Who said that? Who cried out in the desert? Do you know? What was his name? Bill? Bob?
I was about to say make everything perfect.
Sorry?
I was about to say make everything perfect.
Make everything perfect. Get everything ready for this person that was going to come. But who cried out in the desert? Anybody know? Yeah, Grace. John the Baptist. What, do you know why he was called John the Baptist? Do you think he went to a Baptist church? No, I don't think he did. I don't think they existed then. He was called John the Baptist because he... What's this here? It's the baptistry, and we baptize people, and John was called John the Baptist because he baptized people. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Sick. You're going to say that too. You're clever as well then. Yeah, so John was baptizing people who repented of their sins and washed them clean. And he was calling out to people and saying, somebody is coming, the great king is coming, and prepare yourselves. Now, there's a big city in this country that sits on a river called the Thames. Does anybody know what the city is called?
London.
London. London's a big city. Oxford's not a big city. Oxford's a city, but not a big city. You're wrong. You're right. Now, have you been to London? Look at your sister to find out. You have been to London. And have you been underground? Yeah? So what did you do when you went underground in London? Have you been to London? Have you been underground? What did you go on when you went underground? An underground train, yeah. You went on an underground train. So you go down the escalator and you go down into the tunnel and then you have to find the right train. And if you're not used to London...
We went on a train.
You went on a train. So you've been to London on a train, have you? And the underground, yeah? Did you go as well?
No.
You didn't go? Oh, okay. Or you don't remember? Well, there's one thing that when I lived in London, I always used to remember that just before you get on the train, there's an announcement quite often. Mind the gap. Yeah, always says mind the gap. Now, there's a story about mind the gap. So I'm going to tell you a little story. It's a story about London. It's a story about trains and love and loss. And how small acts of kindness matter. I'm going to tell you about the voice at the Embankment tube station. Just before Christmas in 2012, staff at the Embankment tube station were approached by a woman. A lady came up to them who was very upset. And I'm at that age when I really do need to wear my glasses. And she kept asking them where the voice had gone. They weren't sure what she meant. The voice, they said. The voice, she said, the man who says, mind the gap. Don't worry, the staff said. The announcement still happens. They've just all been updated. New digital system, new voices, more variety. And the staff asked her if she was okay. The voice, she explained, it was my husband. The woman who was a GP explained that her husband was an actor and his name was called Oswald Lawrence. But he never became famous. But he had been the man who recorded all the Northern Line announcements back to the 70s. And he had died. He had died in 2007. And Oswald's death had left a hole in Margaret's heart. But one thing had helped every day on her way to work. She would hear his voice. Sometimes when it hurt so much, rather than hurrying off to work, she would just sit on the platform at the Embankment station and listen to the announcement for a bit longer. Mind the gap. For 5 years, that had become everything she did. She knew he wasn't really there, but the voice was a memory of him. To everyone else, it was just an announcement. But to her, it was like the man she loved was still there. And now even that had gone. So the staff at Embankment apologized, but the whole underground had a new digital system. It just had to be done. They promised, though, that if there were any old recordings, that they'd find a copy for her. Margaret knew this was unlikely, but thanked them anyway. And in the new year of this year, she sat on the Embankment station on her way to work, and over the speakers she heard the familiar voice. The voice of a man she had loved so much and never thought she'd ever hear again. Mind the gap, said Oswald Lawrence. Because it turned out that a lot of people at the Embankment station, a lot of people in London Underground, and a lot of people beyond had lost loved ones and wished they could hear them again. And they'd all realised that with luck, just this once for one person, they might be able to make that happen. Now, if you go to Embankment Station today and you're on the northern bound platform of the Northern Line, you'll hear a completely different voice to anyone else on the Underground today saying, mind the gap, because it's Oswald. Isn't that a lovely story? Somebody was very distressed and other people, through their acts of kindness, allowed her to hear that voice. A voice that cried out, that was saying to people, be careful as you get on the train, because you might hurt yourself, because you might fall down the gap. Now, John the Baptist was a voice crying out in the desert, saying, prepare yourselves because there's somebody coming. And in a sense, he was saying, there is a gap between you and Jesus. And Jesus is coming to fill that gap. He's coming to fill that gap between you and God so that you can have a proper relationship with God. Now, anybody watch Strictly last night? Some of you did. I did. Did you watch Strictly? Yeah. Did you dance? No, he doesn't dance. Mum goes, no. Sorry? Snuggled. Well, one of the things that was said last night, I saw part of it where they said, mind the gap, because when they dance together, they have to have their bodies close together so they don't part. No gapping. And that's how it should be for us. So this Christmas, remember this, that Jesus came for you and me, and we're to mind the gap, that we don't keep that big gap between us and Jesus, that we stay very close to him this Christmas and for the rest of our lives. Amen.